Good morning, Elaine.
Good morning, Georgina. How are you?
I'm okay, thank you. I'm so happy the sun is shining.
It's nice out, eh?
It's lovely. Yeah, I'm going out for a walk over to the village and just have a cup of coffee or something.
That will be really, really good. You're working from home still, aren't you?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm not going into the clinic. I don't know that I'll ever return to the clinic, actually.
Really? But how do you do your past life and all the rest of it? Through Zoom?
Yeah. And it works. It works just fine.
I think that's a great idea, actually.
Yeah, it's all fine. Everything seems to be working well and people are happy and it's effective. And oh, here are some of my students. Oh, Mary, how nice to see you.
Nice to be seen, my dear.
Hello, hello, hello. Okay. Fanny, hi.
Hi.
Hi, Yogesh. Morning.
Hi. Good morning. Good
morning. I don't know how many people we're going to get this morning because I haven't been doing this for a while, but we'll see.
But we were thrilled to see you were doing it this morning.
And this is an interesting, I love this meditation. This is one that really calls up and works with the parts, and which I love. As those of you who've been my students at one time know, I love parts. This is the parts that make us who we are and help us thrive. Morning, Leslie.
Good morning, Georgina. Good morning, everybody.
Morning, Lynn.
Good morning.
Familiar faces are nice.
Happy birthday, Georgina.
Tomorrow, thank you. No, tomorrow, no, Sunday. Sunday. 21st, yeah.
Wonderful. First day of summer. Well,
spring.
Spring. That's
nice
right.
Nice try, Leslie. It's okay. We barely know what day it is these days.
That's so true.
Yeah. Especially, you know, I was just being asked if I'm working from the clinic yet. And I don't know that I'll ever return to the clinic. I think I'll just stay on Zoom. And it works well for my teaching for past lives. It works well for my university teaching. And they've booked through till next year, 2022, all on Zoom. Okay.
Perfect.
Who am I to argue? Although you do get a numb bump sitting all day, I must admit. I'm sure. There you go. Great. Okay. It's beautiful. Having a nice. Margie, there's Margie and Laurie. Hi.
Hello.
My favorite red wall behind you.
Hey, Laurie.
Hi, Leslie.
Hello.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Oh, who's on iPhone? You don't have a name. Yes. Okay, not answering me. Okay. All right. Commitment ball. Here we go. Denise, Natasha. Come here. You know what always amazes me, with the rare exception, and any time, and those of you who teach, especially outside of the school system, how the ratio of male to female is always heavily onto female, because women are always looking to find new ways of living and expanding. And that's a generalization, but amazing, isn't it?
In most meetings I'm in, it's predominantly women.
Right.
I was just talking about that the other day, how many news anchors, how many anchors we have that are women now.
Yeah, which is a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What a difference from even 5 years ago. Yeah. Those of us who are old enough to have fought to get there. I admit, there's Lisa coming in. Mm-hmm. Is everybody excited about their injections coming up?
Oh, can't wait.
Can't wait.
Yeah, it's a feeling of safety that comes with it. Mm-hmm. Real or imagined, doesn't matter, right? We know from the mind it works. Morning, Natasha. Okay. We'll wait just a couple more minutes and then we'll get going. see who's coming in. Morning, Eva. Here's Brianna coming in. I would love to see people's faces. You can turn them off for the meditation, but just show me your face when you're saying hello. It would be lovely. We can all see you and share.
Hi.
Hi, Georgina.
Hi. Hi, Olga. Hi, Afshani. It's so nice to see you. Yeah. We miss faces, so let's see your faces. There you go, Lisa. Morning, Judy.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm good. Are you in the city?
Yeah. Where else would I be?
I don't know. I thought you might be up at the cottage or something.
No, we don't get it till June the 1st.
Oh, okay.
All right. Yeah, we are here.
Oh, good. And here's Cecile coming in from Quebec. Morning, Cecile.
Good morning, Georgina.
Can we see your face? Just to say good morning. You can turn off afterwards if you like.
Yes.
There you go. Yeah. All right. Just wait for a couple minutes and then we'll get going. So today we're finding your true self, all the parts of you that make you up you, and how to work with them and how to turbocharge them and how to make you the best you can possibly be at the time of being, same time, being peaceful and calm and connected in any way that you choose to feel connected. I'm not avoiding your eyes, folks. I'm watching the people coming in. So let me move it over here and you don't feel like I'm ignoring any of you. Okay, there you go. See, what we've all learned on the job, we've learned how to use Zoom on the job. And those of you who are my current students know that I'm still sometimes having a little difficulty, especially with PowerPoint. But I'll get there. Margie, that's a great color. Oh, isn't that beautiful? That deep blue, indigo almost, lovely.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, I think we're going to get started. So if you want to hide your face, feel free. You don't have to by any means, but. And make yourself comfortable. Do whatever you need to do to make yourself comfortable. And begin to follow your breathing. Oops, somebody needs to mute themselves. Let me find out who that is. Marriott, I'm going to mute you. Let's see who else. Anybody else? This is also good. Okay. And begin to follow your breath. And as you follow your breath, become aware of the coolness of the in-breath and the warmth of the out-breath. Becoming aware of the rhythm of your breath, how easily it flows all by itself without any effort on your part. It just happens. The rhythm of your breath, connecting you to the rhythm of the planet, the ebb and flow of the tides, waxing and waning of the moon, and the change of the seasons, all connected to the rhythm of your breath. Just Breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in and breathing out. Your breath symbolizing life and the connection to life. And you understand that you are the creator of your life. As I count from 1 to 20, just allow your mind and body to relax with that thought. You are the creator of your life. Counting down now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Relaxing down, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Deeper, relaxed. 11, 12. Just letting go. 13, 14, 15. Down, down, down. 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. And find yourself in your safe place. The place where you feel the most good. Getting ready to acknowledge that you are the creator of your life. You no longer need to be shaped by the hands of people who don't have your best interests at heart. In this lifetime or previous lifetimes, you no longer need to be the product of dysfunctional upbringing. Your inner child deserves better than that. You are the writer of your book of life. You can edit, delete, change, expand. You're the sculptor. Using the clay, you can add a piece here and take away another piece over there. You can build up areas that are weak, thin out areas that are dense and impenetrable. Should you so choose, you can create an inner structure that allows yourself to be totally freestanding. Your possibilities are endless. You may never be finished creating yourself, always in a state of becoming. With faith in a recovery and process and trust in your higher power, you create a new being from all that you've inherited through your DNA, choosing only the kindest, wisest knowing from your elders. Choosing only beneficial energies from your soul journeys and your current learnings. At this time, now, today, you are choosing to take the very best parts of yourself through time, space, dimension, and perception. You allow yourself to explore the archetypes of the past. Yourself in the different roles you become to learn and grow and flourish in this lifetime. This is the time now where, should you so choose, you ask your guide or higher self to join us here in this place of learning, this space around a table of wisdom and perspective. You call upon all those parts of you, the archetypes of perspective which you became, so that you could learn your soul lessons. Ask them to come forward now at this time, so you may learn from them yet again, but only those parts or archetypes which allow you to grow and flourish in this lifetime. Those parts which add value, add kindness, awareness, and knowing to the light you share. Those parts that allow you to release all negative, toxic, blocking energy. So we ask now with humility, in the name of all there is, for these parts of you, these archetypes, these personalities and perspectives, to make themselves known to you now. You may become aware of different figures or energy centers which represent different parts or archetypes of you from your past lives. Some may show as pure golden light or color or white light. They may even take the form of a human or an animal or shifting energy centers. However they show, invite them in. Allow them to come forward and take a seat at a table of wisdom. Imagine that table. Is it long? Is it round? And look around this table with your guide at your side. Become aware of which archetypes, which personalities, which perspectives have made themselves known to you. You may also become aware that your inner child is seated at the table, watching and smiling. And maybe you can see these energies of these past life parts of you, or maybe perceive one or many, or maybe don't sense or see the ones I'm going to list. You may see others, but take your time and search for these past life parts of you. Your list may or may not include the orphan, who's forever worried about being left behind or ignored, and spends their life aiming to please, to be accepted. Or the hero, who always wants to be seen as strong and competent, but is frightened of appearing vulnerable. Then there's the caregiver, who always wants to help others, to the point of martyrdom and being exploited. But they do have compassion and generosity. I wonder if you have the rebel at the table, that one who seeks radical freedom, who fears powerlessness. Look and see if you have the lover, who desires intimacy and relationships with people and work and surroundings, whose greatest fear is being alone and unloved. And there may be a visionary there, a part of you who makes things happen and is a creator, but can defeat its own purpose through a drive for perfection and dreaming without action. As you know, nothing happens without action. Maybe you have the sage at your table, the wise one, the teacher. And sometimes all they do is think and don't act. Maybe you have a magician who understands the fundamental laws of the universe, the shaman, the healer. Or you might have the victim who experiences life as a given with no sense of self-power. There may be others I haven't mentioned sitting at your table, representing parts of you from previous lifetimes. On the other hand, there may be just one or two, or three, or 20. Take your time. Recognize these archetypes that have traveled with you through time and space and dimension. Take the time to acknowledge each one. Welcome and with grateful thanks for taking place at your wisdom table. Take your time and prepare yourself to ask and receive wisdom and understanding from each of these loving, generous beings. As you face the group, move toward that part of you which has been with you the longest through many lifetimes. Maybe it's the victim or orphan or the caregiver. Whichever is the elder at the table, turn to them with great respect and humility, an open heart. Ask without judgment or presupposition. Ask with great respect and humility what changes you need to make to fully receive the gift of their energy and guidance in your life. And listen with an open heart and mind for the answer. You may hear it very clearly, or you just may feel it or know it. Ask. And when you receive the answer, let that answer enter your wisdom center. And then ask, what is it within me that's been blocking your pure beneficial manifestation in my life? What is it that's been blocking this manifestation? And again, listen with an open heart and mind for the answer. You may hear the answer or feel it, or just know it. And allow this energy answer to flow toward you to envelop who you are, blessing, healing, educating, releasing all limitations, transforming and integrating all that is of value from your past into your today self. Allow it to happen now. That's right. Now choose the next three most important beings around the table. Maybe there's just two or just one other, whatever is right for you. They're the next being, the next energy being, that past life part of you. And ask with great respect and humility, what changes do I need to make to fully receive the gift of your energies and guidance in my life? And listen now with an open heart and mind for the answer. You may hear the answer or feel it or just know it. And when you receive the answer, let that answer enter into your wisdom center. And then ask, what is it within me that's been blocking your pure beneficial manifestation in my life? And again, listen with an open heart and mind for the answer. Pause and let that answer enter your wisdom center. And take your time now and go to the other one or two that are important to you at this time at your wisdom table and ask the question with great respect and humility and receive their answers. And I'll be quiet for a time to allow you to complete this. That's right. Absorb these information at a deep cellular level for your highest good, releasing all past blockages and hindrances from yourself, allowing your true magnificence to flourish. Give grateful thanks to those parts of you that have journeyed through many lifetimes with you, that now you've absorbed their wisdom. You no longer need to carry them. They're free to return to the universal energy, and your energy is free to become complete for you now, at this time, in this lifetime, to achieve your soul purpose for your highest self. Here, now. As these old parts of you leave, you may feel a tingling, a lightness, even a buzzing at a basic cellular level. This is a time of celebration as you come into your wholeness with a fresh and clear start. This allows you to become the best you can be, the best you choose to be for this time and place, where you are right now in this current lifetime. In a moment, you're going to come back to normal waking consciousness, bringing these magnificent life-changing gifts with you from yourself to yourself. But before you do this, experience yourself moving through future anticipated situations, guided and empowered by this new wisdom and understanding, and celebrating that these parts of you have come together through time and space so that you may live your current life in celebration of the best of who you are for yourself and for humanity. More and more, day by day, you experience how this coming together of your past, present, and future parts enable you to act for the highest good of yourself and all beings, celebrating the light within you and your connection to all there is. And at this time, call to mind someone you know who's having a difficult time right now. They may have experienced a loss, a difficult situation, or a painful feeling. Bring that person in front of you and say their name to yourself. Get a feeling for their presence and offer a phrase of loving kindness toward them. May you live in safety. May you be happy, be healthy, and live with ease. Now, Think of someone who plays some role in your life, some function that you don't know very well. Maybe it's a checkout person at the supermarket or someone that you see periodically. Bring that person to mind. Imagine them sitting in front of you and offer these phrases of loving kindness to them. May you live in safety. May you be happy. May you be healthy and live with ease. When we connect these phrases, aiming the heart in this way, we're opening ourselves to the possibility of including rather than excluding, of connecting rather than overlooking, of caring rather than being indifferent. And ultimately, we open in this way to all beings everywhere, without distinction, without separation. May all beings live in safety, be happy, be healthy, live with ease. All people, all animals, all creatures, all those in existence near and far, known to us and unknown to us. All beings on the earth, in the air, in the water, those being born, those dying. May all beings live in safety, be happy, be healthy, live with ease. Feel the energy of this aspiration extending infinitely in front of you, either side of you, behind you, above and below you, as your heart extends in countless ways, leaving no one out. May all beings live in safety, be happy, be healthy, live with ease. And bring this back with you as I count from 10 to 1. Allowing yourself at the deepest cellular level to celebrate your life today in the here and the now. Coming back now, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, beginning to move your body, 5, 4, 3, shrug your shoulders, move your fingers, 2, and 1. Open your eyes and bring yourself back. Welcome back. Come on back. Take it slowly. Travel through time and space. Bring yourself back. Hi, Cecile. How was that for you?
It was really good, really enjoyable. I didn't get the answer though, but it's fine. I just enjoyed the process.
Okay, all right.
That was great, Georgina. Oh, so needed too.
Good.
I didn't realize I was carrying so much stress in my body and it just went.
Great. Okay.
Thank you.
Did you connect with any of the past life parts of you?
Yes, 3.
Good.
3 of them. It was profound. I'm going to write it down.
please do. Anybody else connect with other parts, past life parts, or
yes,
anybody?
Absolutely.
Sorry, Laurie. Yeah.
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Good.
I had energy flowing around. I don't know if there's anything distinct, but it was very deep.
Okay, good. Okay, so I'm repeating it on Monday if you want to do it again on Monday. Anybody else want to comment or no?
Yes, I felt the same way. I felt the same way, a sense of peace and just floating.
Oh, good. That's good.
But I needed that because I have a bit of stress going on right now. So that's good.
We'll come back on Monday and we'll do it again and you can de-stress again.
I can't.
Okay.
I won't be here Monday.
Okay, that's fine. Whatever you can do. We're recording it, so it'll be recorded. So it'll be on podcast. Great. Yeah.
Good, thanks.
Okay, anybody else?
Beautiful. It was beautiful, Eugenia, as always. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome, Magdalena.
You're precious.
Oh, bless you. Thank you. Yes,
thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Georgina.
Enjoy your birthday.
Thank you. Enjoy your birthday.
Thank you. Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday.
That's right.
Yeah, enjoy your birthday.
Thank you. First day of spring. Yay.
Well, enjoy.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
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 Thanks,
John. And thank you.
You okay, Mary?
Yeah, I'm good. You know, I'm technical. I'm like going, okay, how do I turn this off? Okay, got it.
Okay, all right.
Take good care, eh? Thank you.
Okay.